It's Morning Edition, 642. WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Good morning. Well, before Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol 1 year ago tomorrow, former New Jersey Governor Christine Todd Whitman was sounding the alarm. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Tennyson Donier spoke to Whitman about her efforts to protect what she calls a fragile democracy.
Like many people watching the news on January 6, 2021, former New Jersey Governor Christy Whitman says she couldn't believe what she was seeing.
To hear them go through the halls of Congress saying, calling Nancy Pelosi's name and saying they were going to hang Mike Pence, it was what I kind of had feared might happen but never really thought it would.
Whitman says she was already concerned well before the 2020 election.
The language that President Trump had been using all during the campaign and all during his presidency, his disregard for the Constitution and the rule of law, this emphasis on the fact that he could only lose if it were stolen. I mean, this is what happens when you have that kind of rhetoric going on. And to see it actually manifest itself that way was a real reminder of how fragile our democracy is.
That's what led her and two other veteran public servants to found the State's United Democracy Center the summer before. It's a nonpartisan think tank with the mission of protecting voting rights and fair elections. Attorneys for the group are helping Washington, D.C. sue right-wing groups for their alleged roles in planning and carrying out the deadly Capitol attack. It's also tracked more than 260 bills in 41 states the group says could limit voters' access to the polls or allow lawmakers to interfere with elections. Most of the laws that were actually enacted were in battleground states like Texas, Georgia, and Florida.
We have to stop these bills that are trying to reduce access to the vote, to give partisan legislatures the ability to overturn elections. We can't let this go on, but once we've done that, then we have to focus on trying to get people back, those who have gone so far to the edge, to the extreme, who feel violence is acceptable.
As for New Jersey, none of the eight bills the group tracked have become law. Whitman says the state has pretty strong voting laws, which were even expanded last year to allow for early in-person voting.
I was glad to see it. We should want everybody who has a right to vote should be able to vote. We should make it as easy as we can for them.
While she believes there is hope for the future of democracy, she says it's going to take a lot of work to restore the public's trust. She says the best thing the average person can do when they see a threat to democracy is to push back. From the New Jersey desk, Tennyson Donier, WHYY News.